no es muy fácil, chico. Hay que trabajar, hay que orar y salvar, comprarse la cosita y como quieres.
Listening to TV Madness with Makisha Madden-Toby. I'm your host. Thanks for listening. Actor and Southern California native Morris Chestnut is more than a pretty face. He's a hardworking and talented actor who has been carving out a career for nearly 25 years. And boy, has he come a long way since playing Ricky on Boys in the Hood. He's currently co-starring in the number one movie in America, The Perfect Guy. And this fall, the husband and father will star in the medical/crime procedural Rosewood on Fox. The show premieres Wednesday, September 23rd. Before the second season return of Empire. With any luck, Empire fans will tune in an hour early for Rosewood and then stick around. Not likely, but no, we can cross our fingers. This show isn't great, but it has potential. Chestnut is likable, Lorraine Toussaint is fantastic as his mom, and he has great chemistry with Jaina Lee Ortiz. She co-stars as Detective Annalise Villa, the woman Rosewood, Beaumont Rosewood Jr., a pathologist, solves cases with, and he works with the police, but he has his own pathology firm. It's yeah, you have to watch it. Chestnut recently sat down with reporters to talk about the show, rambling off huge medical terms on Rosewood, like he is a professional pathologist in real life. He's great at that. And why he's addicted to chocolate chip cookies. Check it out.
Lids and lips.
Copy that. Lids and lips.
Yeah. This victim suffered dehydration from vomiting. The flop sweats prior to his death is what's causing all the salt lines in his shirt. The jaundice turned his eyes the color of the rising sun, all caused by what? Anybody? No doctors in the house, huh? Tumor blocking the bile duct. Pancreatic cancer. Here's the theory. Check it. Take it to the bank. He got diagnosed with a death sentence, right? Got the Rain Man suite, top dollar escort, but one final night of fun before he called it a life. He let the lady at night go free. She didn't kill anybody. Oh, and Willie, stop. Another body drops on you. You get my office number. Turn your handsome head at 3 o'clock. I take all major credit cards. Tuesday. Thank you.
How is your day today? How you feel?
It's going well.
Tell us about this cookie diet we heard you're on.
Get inside. I have a huge sweet tooth, so I'm always eating sweets. So,
what's your favorite cookie?
Chocolate chip. Great chocolate chip.
They got good cookies. Good. They have good stuff.
They have good stuff over there. Yeah. It adds weight too. So you gotta be careful.
How often do you work out?
Probably, it depends on the schedule. Yeah, if I'm not working every day, Monday through Friday, and just when I'm working, sometimes we have 13-hour days, so it's hard for me to get in.
In the pilot, Rosewood is running.
Yes.
How many times did you shoot that?
We shot that. We actually shot that 2 days. We went out and we shot it.
In Miami.
We were in Miami. We went out there and we shot it, and I think we missed some stuff. So that for the first day, our first day I did that shot for about 30-40 minutes. We had to get the sun coming up and all that.
Wow.
And then we did the same thing the next day.
So you had to work out in the job.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, but that was tough.
Can you talk a little bit about working with Jaina?
Yes.
She's so amazing. We were talking to her earlier here today, and it's just nice, you know, her energy. Everyone's energy really is awesome.
Uh-huh.
Can you talk a little bit about working with her? Because you guys are obviously so close in the show.
Yeah, you know, it's been great. Because she's a great actress, and we have, you know, we're really cool with each other. I think we have really good chemistry, and it's a pleasure to work with her.
Working, you've been in this industry for a long time, and she's not a newcomer, but she's a lot younger than you are.
Right.
In the industry, you taught her anything, or have you learned anything from her?
You'd have to ask her if I taught her anything. I mean, we talk about things, but you know, she's doing very well. She's doing very well without me. So, and I think we can do very well together. But I'm always learning from people. It's fun watching her go through this process at this point in time in her career. She's starting out, it's a big TV show, and it's a great opportunity to see how excited she is. It does kind of take me back sometimes.
What have you learned about playing Rosie? What have I learned about playing him or playing from playing him?
From playing him.
One of the things I just keep into perspective, because you know he has all these health ailments, mm-hmm. and the character's always emphasizing, live every day, like it's your last, and being present and all of that. And that I lose sight of that quite a bit because there's so many things going on sometimes. So that's one of the things I like to. Mm-hmm. Like to
remember.
Did you?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Having Lorraine as your mom.
Oh yes. Yes. Having Lorraine Toussaint as my mother is phenomenal. She's an incredible actress, and I just love working with her every scene that we do. Because Rosie is Rosewood. He's very fun. He's very light, and he's very witty. And Lorraine's character being my mother, she kind of grounds me. She brings me back down, so I can have all these fun scenes where I'm just saying whatever I want to say and just having fun. But then, she smacks me with some reality, and we have some pretty, pretty emotional scenes, so it's great.
To prepare for your character, do you have to take visits to the morgue, like the real morgue, and touch real dead bodies?
No. Okay. we have technical advisors on set. Lorraine's actually visited. I think she's seen an autopsy before, but no, I didn't do that. I basically just, we have technical advisors on set, and I always ask them questions about how would you cut this liver open? It's not a real liver, but how would I do certain procedures?
You sound very convincing. I mean, there's a scene in the beginning where you're talking about a guy who jumped out the window.
And
it was just great. Is it weird? You hear yourself and you got to go, I sound like somebody on ER or like the medical terms.
Well, the hard part about that is it takes a lot because I like to understand what I'm saying.
Right.
And all of these technical terms and getting it down with the dialogue and all that stuff, it's kind of challenging at times, but it's fun.
Yeah, because it was like, say it with me, Petechia or something like that.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
He's like, I remember that.
I remember. Well, the funny thing about it, when you're doing a TV show, is like, they were asking me about, I think we're on episode 6 right now. They were asking me something about episode 3, and I didn't even remember it happened. Things happen so fast in TV, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, but yeah, I try to understand what I'm saying.
Can you talk about the difference between shooting a show and doing a movie?
Oh yeah, definitely. Shooting a TV show is pretty intense because you're shooting 44 minutes in 8 days. To where when you shoot a movie, you can shoot say 80 minutes, 90 minutes in 2 months. So it's very intense with shooting a TV show. And I like it. The part I like about it is when I come to work, I know I'm going to work. Like, I haven't stopped moving since I've been here today.
You're in almost every scene.
And I'm in almost every scene. But when you do a movie, the setups and all that stuff takes so much longer, and it's so much more drawn out. So you have more time.
How did this role come to you, and why did you want to play
Rosie? I was doing a TV show on TNT called Legends. And it was on TNT, but the production company was a Fox production company. They reached out and they said, would you be interested in doing this pilot? And if you are, you can do a couple of episodes of the TV show and then come to the pilot. And at the time, it was just a time point in my career. I just finished a movie where I was all emotional. I finished the last 2-3 movies I was emotional. And I just wanted to do something fun. And when I read the script, I was like, this guy, he has a lot of fun. So I jumped at it.
How much of you is in... Does anybody want to jump in? How much of you is in
Rosie Rosewood?
Yeah.
I try to find a little bit of me in all of my characters, but I think I'm similar to Rosewood. I have in terms of an optimistic outlook, but I don't live every day like it's my last, like he does. Excuse me. So there's a little bit of me in all of my characters.
So, thank you so much.
Thank you guys very much.
Thanks, Morris.
Yeah. Thank you.
Isn't Morris Chestnut the best? So here's hoping. I mean, I'm rooting for this guy. I really love him. The cast was great. So here, hopefully people will watch Rosewood. It would have been better if they had paired it with Bones. But maybe, there's still a chance that they will. Time will tell. Rosewood debuts Wednesday, September 23rd on Fox. Now, this is the part of the show where I thank a bunch of people, or I say thank you a lot anyway. Thanks to Morris Chestnut, the amazing cast of Rosewood, and the illustrious journalist who visited the set along with me, and you heard him on the recording. And I hope to see you all again soon. Our sponsor, Record Surplus LA, the last record store. Visit recordsurplusla.com. NPR West, the amazing Theo Mondo, who has so made this a fun experience. He always does. And he gets it. He gets me. It's great. Production assistant and graphic artist Adam Janis. And you. Thanks for listening.